This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today alleged that ruling DMK government in Tamil Nadu is a failure. He asked the party workers to expose it. In a closed-door meeting of party workers at Trichy in Tamil Nadu today, Mr. Shah asked party workers to work hard towards NDA's success in ensuing assembly elections. He also asked party workers to take forward the welfare schemes of the Modi government to the people at large. The senior BJP leader was in Tamil Nadu on a two-day visit, stepping up party's outreach ahead of the assembly elections. He also emphasized the need to expose corrupt leaders of the DMK government. During his visit, Mr. Shah also held discussions with leaders of the AIADMK to undertake the journey in challenging the present ruling dispensation of the state. In a public meeting yesterday, he stepped up attacks on Chief Minister M.K. Stalin over governance, corruption and dynasty politics. Parliament has passed a total of 39 bills during the year 2025. Some of the key bills are Viksit Bharat, Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025, the Waqf Amendment Bill, the National Sports Governance Bill, the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill and the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025. Elaborating a key milestone achieved during the year 2025, Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs said that during the monsoon session of the Parliament, a special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to terrorist attack in Pahalgam was held in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha in July last year. Besides a special discussion on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station, critical role of space program for Viksit Bharat by 2047 was also initiated in the Lok Sabha on 18th August 2025. But due to continued disruption in the House, the discussion could not be completed. During the winter session of Parliament, a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram was held in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that the world is looking at India with hope and optimism and wants to invest in its innovative youngsters. He pointed out that solutions to some of the most pressing global challenges are also emerging from the country. He said India's art, culture, music and several festivals are going global, while yoga and Ayurveda are making worldwide impact while promoting healthy living. The Prime Minister wrote this in an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in Gujarat in the year 1026. Prime Minister Modi said Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilizational spirit. Prime Minister Modi said it was January 1026 that Mahmud of Ghazni attacked this temple, seeking to destroy a great symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. He later shared an audio on social media platform.
अगर हजार साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है तो हम हजार साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं आइए इसी प्रेरणा के साथ हम आगे बढ़ते हैं एक नए संकल्प के साथ एक विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए एक ऐसा भारत जिसका सभ्यतागत ज्ञान हमें विश्व कल्याण के लिए प्रयास करते रहने की प्रेरणा देता है
मोदी विल बी विजिटिंग सोमनाथ टेम्पल इन गुजरात ऑन संडे The Uttar Pradesh government today guaranteed a one-time three-year relaxation in the upper age limit for candidates applying for the proposed direct recruitment for civil police, constable and equivalent post in the police force. The decision was taken on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. A total of 2,679 posts, including provincial army constabulary, will be filled under the direct recruitment. In under-19 cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 8 wickets through DLS method. And that's the end of the news.